Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. It is a privilege and an honor today to be in your presence, to have the opportunity to sow the Word of God into your life. And I'm going to talk about something today that most everybody has, and if you'll get a hold of this, it'll transform and change your life. I want you to understand, God calls the gift that He's put inside of you to prosper you. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs 17 and 8, a present is a precious stone in the eyes of its possessor. Wherever he turns, he prospers. Now I want you to see this. When we see something moldy, we throw it away. But when Alexander Fleming saw this culture dishes contaminated with mold, he discovered penicillin. You see, he had a gift that prospered him. He had a situation that prospered him. There's people have gifts in sports that prosper them. Michael Jordan had a gift in basketball that prospered him. Elvis Presley had a gift that prospered him. Jimi Hendrix had a gift that prospered him. So we got to understand today that your gift makes room before you and sends you before great men, but your gift prospers you. Joseph, a Hebrew slave in Egypt, had nothing except his gift of interpreting dreams. But look at what the gift did for him. It prospered him. He interpreted Pharaoh's dream and became the most powerful man in Egypt after Pharaoh in Genesis 41. So we understand that the gift that you have inside of you prospers you. Now, but you don't understand, Pastor Pete, what if I don't have any gifts? Well, brother and sister, my friend, you don't let anyone tell you you don't have any gifts. God has given each person a gift that will open doors of opportunity and bring great blessings into their life. So determine your gift. Determine what's going on in your life. Determine what you know how to do and do good. You know, Kentucky Fried Chicken, they only make chicken, and he prospered with that chicken. You know, he was in his almost 70 years old when he went into Kentucky chicken business, but he put everything he had believing that he was going to prosper, believing that he was gonna, that God was going to open doors. He went to several people to try to get him to back him, and nobody would back him, but he understood that he had a gift. He understood that he had an opportunity. You know, sometimes when people see obstacles, other people see opportunities. Maybe you're just not aware of that gift you have inside of you, or perhaps it's been profited you nothing thus far as you have not found out how best to use it. You need to take your gift and ask God for wisdom to cultivate it until it becomes such a powerful tool or precious stone that wherever you turn, it prospers you. You know, some people make a living talking. Some people make a living motivating. Some people prosper by being entertainers. People prosper by having wisdom and being able to discover things. Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin. So what happened? He discovered what looked like mold. Instead of throwing it away, he discovered and had a gift to determine the creativity to know what was on the inside of it. You know, the Bible said that God will give you witty inventions that you'll be able to see. This was the case with a young lady who was tremendously gifted in the creative arts. And you got to understand, for a long time, this lady, she lacked the confidence and the boldness to leave the job that she had and step out on her own. But when she began to seek God's wisdom for the situation, God gave her boldness to leave her job and go back to school to pursue creative arts. So you got to understand that sometimes God's given you gifts. In school, she began to prosper, becoming one of the top students and impressing the principal so much that the creative gift that he was offered a teaching position in the school after she graduated. So we see here that she was able to go and impress. See, you have a gift inside of you that's going to prosper you, but you got to trust that gift to take you to your destiny. What is it the proverb says? It says a man's gift makes room for him, and he sends him before great men. Think about it a minute. But Bathsheba, when she come to see the man of God, she came to his house, and what did she do? She came to see Solomon. What did she do? She came to see Solomon. She brought him a gift. She didn't just come empty-handed. She brought him several gifts to be able to buy his time. You don't ever get around people that have wisdom and knowledge and you just want to freeload off of them and get it for nothing. Now, please don't go and quit your job after reading this. What you should ask God for wisdom regarding your gift. Ask God for the gift that's inside of you that's going to bring you to a place of fruition. Ask God for wisdom to cultivate your gift until it becomes such a precious stone that wherever you turn, you prosper. So I want to ask you something today. What is your gift? So, for when the wisdom of God is added to your gift, that gift becomes a precious stone in the eyes of its possessor. Wherever you turn, He prospers. So that gift that God has placed inside of you is a gift to prosper you. That is a gift to raise you up. That's a gift to let you succeed in life. That He'll meet all your needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. So you got to believe in the gift that He's put inside of you. Some people have a teaching gift. People have a baseball gift or a basketball gift or a talent with athletics or have a talent with whatever it may be. They may have a talent of art. You ever seen anybody just take an open canvas and just begin to draw something on that thing, and after a while a beautiful picture comes out of there? Well, they were able to see that gift in advance, or it would have never appeared on that sketch. So we got to understand that God has made a beautiful picture. You're His tapestry, and you're the beautiful work that He wants to bring to fruition. And He put the gift in you to prosper you, and that gift to draw people to you that will prosper you in every area of your life. You have a gift. Just determine what that gift is. Ask for gift to manifest that gift and the wisdom to manifest that gift, and watch what God does. Why? Because this is the beauty of grace.